You're listening to the Sarah Fader podcast. This is What Anxiety Feels Like. And I'm here with Evan. You know what? I think we need to change the name because it's obviously you and me. We always talk about this.
Yeah, I mean, but it's still your podcast. I feel like I'm just a very grateful guest on, you know.
Speaking of podcasts, we are sponsored by Ravishly.com. Ravishly.com. And it is a fantastic website. Why are you looking over your shoulder? There's nobody in your house.
Oh, no, I know. It's part of my OCD paranoia where I just have to, like, make sure everything is all that should be off and on that should be on.
God, I need to talk about OCD because Ari and I both have it. And yesterday we had a terrible night where I was so frustrated because he wanted to watch this video at, like, 2 in the morning. And I'm like, it's 2 in the morning. And then I got mad and I accidentally knocked his Legos over because I had, like, knocked the table. And his German soldiers and his American soldiers that he was working on fell on the ground and everything. Like, he had worked so hard on that structure. Aww. And he was crying and really upset. And he was like, Mommy, I'm so mad you did this. And I was like, I'm really sorry, but I can't fix this right now. I'm so tired. You know, it's 2 in the morning, and I felt awful, but, like, his OCD, he needed to fix it right then.
Right, but that you even thought about it. I mean, the thing is, when I feel like kids are often sloughed off as, well, that you're just a kid being a kid, and not OCD, and that you recognize it, and that you at least acknowledge it. I mean...
Yeah, I mean, thank you. The problem, though, is that my frustration gets the best of me, and, I mean, I hate even saying gets the best of me, because it doesn't. It gets the worst of me. You know what I mean?
Right.
But what happens is, like, I get so frustrated with myself that I can't handle it, and I have no patience for the OCD. I should understand, because I have OCD. Right?
But it's the kind of thing where even if you have it, I mean, we get frustrated with ourselves.
Sorry, they're being so loud. I love you guys. We got a puppy today. We got a dog.
Oh my God. Being rude to me.
What?
I
can't hear you. I'm not being rude. What I'm saying, Ari, is that I wasn't sensitive to your OCD. Oops. So cute. Ari. Ari?
Yeah?
I'm saying, Evan says hi. Evan, Ari, look at me. Look at me. I'm saying it was my fault, and I wasn't sensitive to your OCD. I made a mistake, and I broke those Legos, and it was my fault. Okay? All right. And then what happened was I got so mad at myself that I went into the room and cried and screamed into my pillow because I was like, ugh! Like, I'm so frustrated because I don't have the patience to be like, let him do what he needs to do, and he can't control it. It's not,
right.
Know?
But it's kind of, even if you have it and you understand it, it still doesn't make it easy it makes it easier than people who don't have it, but it doesn't necessarily mean it makes it easier to deal with other people who have it, because you're already frustrated with dealing with yourself, and I can't even imagine, you know, having it be, you have something and your child has something, that's got to be very, very frustrating.
So, yeah, we have a puppy. That is so loud. Can you please turn it down? Okay. I get very irritable when I'm in this state, but I'm holding a puppy, so that should help, right?
Oh, my God, it should, yes. No, it's funny. My nephew, who they're looking at different schools for him because he has his emotional issues, and a lot of these schools in New Jersey have puppies that they'll bring out to sort of calm the students down.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, I want a puppy like when I'm at work just to calm me down. Like, they should have a work puppy.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that the best offices are the ones that are like easier to... Sorry, one second.
Puppies so serene and just... I just, like, if you could... like, fax me the puppy or something.
So, yeah, I guess I want to bring the puppy to New York, but I need my doctor to write a letter saying that he is an emotional support animal. I actually could ask my psychiatrist to do it, but I don't know that she would, I can try. I mean,
dogs are more, I mean, we now have peacocks being brought on the plane, so at
are
least,
you
know, dog makes
sense. Wait, are you fucking serious?
Have you not heard of this? Yeah,
no.
No. Somebody tried to bring a peacock, a poor peacock on a train, plane.
Yeah, I really need my doctor to write this emotional support animal letter, because I think I just have really good taste in animals.
I think you do. I say that with my cat girlfriend and
Carly.
I don't want her to be jealous that, you know,
I
love this dog, but.
But isn't he so? I mean.
Oh my god! Yeah.
I love him. I'm gonna let him sleep in my bed. Like, that's how much I love him.
You should. Oh my god! I'm jealous.
I cannot. Like.
I'm jealous of you. I want him to sleep in my bed.
I know, for real. So, let's play our game that we never get to play, which is, okay, what would I do in this situation? I'm at an animal shelter, WWSFD. I am at an animal shelter. There is a 2-hour wait for me to meet with a dog that I want to adopt. And I have my kids with me and they're throwing tantrums. What do I do?
You tell the kids to settle down, or you will not be going home without it or with a dog.
That is not true.
Okay.
What I did was first I said, okay, so let's just leave. Then I said, okay, let's look at the cats.
Okay.
And then eventually we got to see the dog. Okay. Now WWEMD. What would Evan do?
Where I had a subway train that stopped halfway on the way to my stop near my apartment, and they say, just get off, figure out how to get home, we're done.
Well, first of all, you're mad and aggravated with the MTA. And you have no idea how to get home. So,
I'm terrible at directions, as you know.
This is where I'm unclear, because I want to say that you take an Uber or taxi home. But I don't know that that's true, because you're cheap. So I don't think you would do that.
I don't know how cheap I am. I mean, I try to be.
What I mean by cheap is not like you know, shady, but like that you wouldn't want to spend the money on that.
Thank you. So...
Does that make any sense?
Does
that make any sense at all?
No, that does. Yeah. I would say if there was an emergency, I might get a lift, but...
No, so this is what you do. You begrudgingly take the shuttle buses home.
Yes, thank you. And that's what I did,
right.
Yes.
That's what we all would do, except me, who would waste money on a fucking Uber because I don't want to deal with shit.
You know, and that's the thing, that it was so tempting to get a... lift or something, but I was like, you know what, if I added up all the money I spent because the MTA failed,
yep,
I'd lose my shit.
I'm just writing this to my psychiatrist. Hi Paige, I need to fly home and I just adopted a dog. He's my emotional support animal. Can you please write me a letter indicating this.
Nice.
Indicating this. God damn it. Indicating this. And say that he is a dog and a terrier mix and is 1 year old. And you have to include my name and date of birth and diagnosis. Thank you, Sarah. Okay, which you can say ADHD, anxiety, and dad, OCD.
I'm going to get on a plane tonight and fly out to Oregon to hang out with this dog.
Can you, for the people that cannot see what's happening right now, can you explain the awesomeness that this dog...
He's just so chill, and he's so... like calm and just Like, he looks like he's, I'm going to make you feel better. I'm going to make myself feel better. And, like, life is great. And it's just, like, I want this dog's life.
I know. He has not, listen, he has not barked once.
Oh, my God.
What is wrong with this dog? Like, no, no. What is right with this dog? Everything.
I want to hug him and... Oh my God. Now you're making me jealous.
I mean, I have to take him back to New York. He's fucking incredible. I don't even know. You know what? I got to do like a Facebook Live with him.
Seriously?
Right the fuck now. I mean, like, really. Right the motherfuck now.
Oh. I mean,
it's really ridiculous. I don't even know where to begin with his amazingness. I hope that he, don't ever change, please. You know? So, I mean, I think this might be a mini podcast today because I feel like we have a lot to just talk about and figure out in our lives. And it's really difficult. This dog is so cute, Samara.
Aww.
You pet him. Wipe your face. You know, we might just have to order pizza and just call it a day, you know, like call it. Although,
and you know what?
Oh, we will be getting pizza when I come there.
Oh, yes, please. Yes. New York pizza for real.
We will be getting pizza when I come. He will be having pizza.
Yes. And we will do this in-person podcast for sure.
Well, yeah. I mean, absolutely. I'm going to come to Jamaica to have lunch with you because... But not Jamaica like, hey, mom, Jamaica. Like, like get on the Long Island Railroad, Jamaica.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, and
can I ask you something? Ari, when they get here, you've got to get off the computer. All right, so you know what? I love this dog. He's so adorable. Oh, I just got an email alert that there is a phlebotomist job, apparently in the, let's see, in Bend? I don't know. I really feel like in a past life, or I was a psychiatrist or something. You know, why?
You're very good at.
Can I ask you something? Why the fuck? Why can't you do fucking Facebook Live from your computer? I don't get it.
I don't know.
I want to know. I'm going to ask that to Facebook. Why can't you do? You conduct a Facebook
Live. Backed up right now with all their
Facebook Live video from your desktop computer. I don't know.
I think they're so backed up right now because of all their
backed up as in constipated. All right. Well, it's been real, dude. I'm going to see you soon. Yeah. And, you know, I feel like we have so much to accomplish in our lives.
Oh, my God. This week, yeah.
If there's any New York-based companies that want to sponsor this podcast and fly me back to New York to live in
a big apartment,
you know what? I want to live in Ditmas Park in a giant Victorian house.
Oh, okay.
That's what I want.
You should. Either way, I am very excited about seeing you this week.
Me too. You know what? And actually, like, I just feel like what New York companies could we get to sponsor us? I'm trying to think really, like, I'm thinking about this.
To bring people together.
I don't even know. Which ones? Maybe like Bergen Bagel, you know?
Oh my God, that would be perfect.
Holy crap. We should do Bergen Bagel or like... Oh, that pie place. Have you ever been there? It's on like, it's like Birds. I can't remember the name of it. It's something like.
Oh,
it's on like Third Avenue. Yeah,
it's not too far from me. Yeah.
What the heck is it called? I can't remember. Oh, fuck.
God damn it. I know. And I know the name.
It's something like, there's crows in the title or something.
Yeah.
Like Black Crows.
Yeah.
Something like that. I don't fucking remember. I don't want to Google it because of my pride. I want to be able to remember it.
I can literally get out and go look for it.
I don't even fucking know, but I know that it's real and it exists.
Oh no, exactly. And it's very, very well loved.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Like the way that I love you.
Oh, I love you too.
All right. So Nicole's away. What are you going to get away with that she's gone? Like, what are your brand plans?
So there's on our writing board where we write notes for each other and ourselves. She said, make sure to eat vegetables. And I'm pretty sure I have not eaten anything that's a vegetable. So
I'm going to tell on you.
I don't think this is broccoli, a vegetable. No, guacamole.
Guacamole. Avocados, I believe, are a fruit, but I've heard that avocados are insanely good for you. So,
okay.
Yeah. So, what are the names, by the way, that this dog, his name is Jack, but I want to name him Q-Tip after Q-Tip from A Tribe Called Quest.
Love it. Love it. So oh my God, that's amazing.
Right. So his name is Q-Tip.
Okay.
All right. So
I want to keep them.
All right. Cool. So I will see you anon, and I love you.
I love you too.
Bye.